Hello, my name's Dean Gocher. I started a position called the Institution for Authority Research. My website's authorityresearch.com. I encourage you to check out the issues there. Pretty much repeat everything I write. I've got hundreds of articles I've written, but it's the same old over and over and over again. But anyway, looks at it from different angles. Last program I shared on Bloom's taxonomies, I want to just briefly go through that chart. It's the cognitive domain. There's cognitive and affective, and it really is all starting with the affective domain. That's your feelings. It doesn't start with the cognitive in the traditional sense of the word. If you study Hegel's dialectic, and Hegel didn't use these terms, Fichte did before him, you'll come across the thesis, the antithesis, the synthesis. Well, if you start with, and this is a conflict between the father's authority, which is objective, it's external to you. You're giving commands that aren't in harmony with your own sense experiences. They're beyond, and we find this in Scripture, joy unspeakable. It's joy that doesn't come from the flesh, doesn't come from the world. It comes from God, external to us. And peace that transcends understanding. That's why you're not to lean to your own understanding. Because if you do, you can't trust in the Lord with all your heart. Because it's the issue of trust. For example, in a classroom, if you trust the teacher and she writes 2 + 2 = 4, you'll accept that fact. Now, if she's wrong, then you'll later on find out she's wrong. But the issue is right and wrong. But that leads to a discussion. In other words, we have discussions around what's right and what's wrong. And so there's always an external a source where we're depending upon to make that decision. But in dialogue, it's all subjective. Dialogue is the language of I feel, I think. Now, one of the social engineers made this statement, prevent someone who knows, and he prints it in caps, prevent someone who knows from filling the empty space. See, and so what's in the empty space? Well, it's your feelings. It's I feel, I think, it's all opinion. It's subjective. And so that's the battle between what's objective, external to you, and what's subjective, which is your own feelings and the world that stimulates it. Because when you go to dialogue, it's stimulus response. The environment, some object, situation, person, group of people, the way they behave in the environment you're in directly affects how you respond. Now, if you're doing something wrong and the rest of the group's doing something wrong, then it's for some reason it becomes right. Unless you've had some objective truth given to you, and that's called a conscience. The guilty conscience is the result of the father's authority. There is right and there's wrong, and you're doing wrong and you feel guilty. But if you study Bloom's taxonomies, they go to the superego. The superego is subjective. You resented the father's authority when you were a child. We all have. There are times we wanted to do something and dad or mom didn't allow us to do it. Well, so now you're sitting in class in high school and you're learning of some dictator who's oppressing the people. Well, there's a direct correlation. And so now you can correlate your parents were dictators, preventing you from being yourself. Well, that's a generalization, but that's where Bloom's taxonomies take you. That is the outcome. It's a socializing of the person, making right and wrong subject to their feelings, subjective, rather than to what they've been told. In the garden, when God first created Adam, he formed him from the dust of the ground. That's the flesh. And then he breathed the breath of life into his nostrils and became a living soul. Something God did with nothing else in the creation. And then he did something he didn't do with anything else in the creation. He told him. It wasn't stimulus response. It was external. It was objective truth. You can eat of all these trees, you cannot eat of that tree. You know, the big print giveth, and the small print taketh away. And so there's this external authority. Author has two parts to it. Somebody who authors a command or rule or fact or truth. And the second part, they enforce it. And so God said, you know, you can eat these trees, no judgment. But if you eat that tree, now we have judgment. You'll die. There's a consequence. So from God, there is a result, you know, like in science, you study rocks or animals, there's stimulus response. But there's a result. You do this, this will happen. Well, the same with God, except it's being told. It's not sense experience. And I've already shared about Karl Marx, you know, it's sense experience that is the key to science. Well, true. Now, when you take that to human being, when you take this behavior science to you, now you can bring God in and use his name. It's godless. The outcome is godless. Oh, Lord, look at all the wonderful things we've done in your name. Depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. How does the Lord know you? He who does my Father's will, see, external, objective, is my brother, sister, mother. How does the Lord know you? You're doing the Father's will. That's objective. That's external to you. It's not from you. It's not from the flesh. And so the correlation is spirit and flesh, sight and faith. And so we go to Bloom's taxonomy, and this dialectic process of thesis, antithesis, synthesis comes into play here. Because if you start with, if we start with a father, it's different than starting with the child. Hegel said, contrary to opinion, the child is the driving force. And I'll get to that exact quote. In other words, it's a child-driven society, which is lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and pride of life. Prior to the father's authority, we have to go back to the feelings of the child. We have to make right and wrong subject to our feelings. Anytime you're in a room, somebody says, let's be positive and don't be negative. All that is let the flesh rule, get rid of the father, because the father's negative. That's all it is. I don't care if you're MIT. It doesn't matter if you're working for Raytheon. It doesn't matter what company you're in. You're in a Marxist structure of thought. See, Marx said, to enjoy the present is what's actual. In other words, the lust of flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life. That's all there is. And so if you do behavior science, science is stimulus response. You have to create a healthy environment to create a healthy person. You create a bad environment, you produce a bad person. And so everything's subjective. And so the objective is, okay, let's create a healthy environment. What's unhealthy in it? The father's authority. Who'd they kill in the Russian Revolution? Who'd they kill in the French Revolution? And who'd they kill even in under fascism? Anytime you go to the group, whether it's national or global, you have to get rid of the father. Because the father doesn't tell the children, you do this, you don't do that. Oh, by the way, to have a relationship out there in the community, disregard what I just said. No, he's going to hold you accountable to what you do outside the home. He get wind that you're compromising his standards out there, you're going to be disciplined in here, in the home. You're accountable to a higher authority. Doesn't matter how you feel or what you think. Doesn't matter with relationship. And so when God gave Adam that command, is don't let anybody come between me and my command. Don't let anyone come between you and the Lord. See, that's the priesthood of all believers. No one. On the day of judgment, there's not going to be anybody between you and the Lord. You know, nobody's opinion is going to count. Your opinion is not going to count. Why are you so concerned about everybody's opinion? When God has already given you his word, he's already told Adam, you can eat of all these trees. You can go, I feel, I think, I like, I don't like, all day long. But when he gives you that command, you don't do this. You don't take dialogue there. You don't go, I feel and I think. Because the moment you do, you're God. See, when God says you can eat of all these trees, you can go, I feel and I think, and you are in essence God. You're God over what, it's like giving a child a toy and you can play with it. They're literally controlling that toy. They're God over that toy, that telling that toy what it can and can't do. But when you tell the child you can't do whatever it is in the home, and they go over there and they go to dialogue, they've taken what is your authority and they've usurped it. This same thing, if you vote a legislator into office and he's to represent you, see, you're the father, he's the child. You're sending him to office to represent you. But if I can get him in a subcommittee and get him to go, I feel and I think, there's no representation in his opinion. You send him with a position. In other words, discuss the issues. In discussion, the constituents have the final say. But if I can get him into dialogue, and all the consensus process has gone in government now, even in the courts. One of the quotes I've learned from studying a book on Soviet court, jurisprudence of terror takes two forms, loosely defined rules and laws that can be easily changed by those in power. See, if we go from discussion, you're bound to an external authority. But if we go to dialogue, it's all subjective. And so that's what happens to your legislators. A guy I knew, he would say, well, they send your school board members off to a conference and they come back with a lobotomy. You can't talk to them anymore because you're going to have a discussion with them and they're going to dialogue. Well, I feel, I think. How do you feel? What do you think? And so it goes back to this thesis, antithesis, synthesis. Well, so if we start with discussion, thesis, the father, okay, you can do this, you can't do that. There's right, there's wrong, black, sheep, heaven, hell, light, dark. You know, there's no gray. You do what I say or else. If we make the father the standard, if he's the one who sets the standard, then the antithesis is a child's feelings. Now, with the earthly father, he still has a child's feelings. You know, we're born into sin. And so the if you do a spectrum with a father, the more he becomes childish, the more lascivious he becomes. The more he does whatever he wants in defiance to the marriage. You know, it used to be for better or for worse, till death do you part. Now, because the affective domain has come in, now because feelings are now the driving force of right and wrong, he can add the clause till someone better comes along. Because better is an opinion. It's subjective. Not right, wrong. If I say, well, I'll do a job better. No, you did the job wrong. Do it right. Because I don't know what better means. Better is subjective. Better according to whose standard. So when the father sets the standard, he's the thesis. And the antithesis then is the child's feelings. And that's the end of the subject. Do what I say or else. And if the child wants to go to dialogue, remember, dialogue, we're equal. You cannot, if you say, I feel like you shouldn't go out, I don't think you should go out, the child can go out and you can't do a thing about it. You can't punish him because it's an opinion. Now, if you say you cannot go out, see, you can eat of all these trees, but you cannot. One author says, the curse of the world has been the word not. Cannot, must not, thou shalt not. Let's be positive, don't be negative. The scripture says that, you know, as in the days of Noah, nothing will be impossible to them. You can't come in the room and say, cannot, must not, thou shalt not. It is written. In a dialogue, in a dialectic, because dialectic is simply dialogue. And so if we start with a father's authority, and one author says, well, if you start with anxiety, and that's because if you do what's wrong, you're going to be held accountable. There's judgment, condemnation, being cast out. And the guilty conscience is fully involved. It was the guilty conscience that sustains a father's authority in culture. So the only way you can go to socialism is to kill the conscience and replace it with a superego. The superego is dialogue. The conscience is discussion. There's an external authority that's holding you accountable. So you do something wrong and your conscience kicks in. You go, man, I'm in trouble. Why? Because there's an external authority you're accountable to. But if you go to dialogue And you make right and wrong subject to I feel and I think. There's no guilty conscience. All you have is your lust for pleasure and hatred towards restraint. You're going to approach pleasure and avoid pain, including the pain of missing out on pleasure. And so when Bloom's taxonomy builds everything off the affective domain, the child's feelings, so here's what happens. You start with the child's feelings. How do you feel? What do you think? In a group grade. Over social issues. Personal social issues. Now, the father's authority becomes the antithesis. We start with a positive. That's a child's carnal nature. That's behavior science. You have to understand, if you do behavior science, you cannot be a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's impossible. What harmony is Christ with Belial? We have so redefined God's word, and this is where we go in. We go into the word of God and we go, why I feel, I think, rather than weighing it with it. It defines itself. God's not confused. We're confused. We go in and say, I don't understand. I don't understand. Well, Job, he didn't really understand. He just knew. Hey, Lord, even though you come into the room and slay me, I'm still serving you. But all his friends were going stimulus response. You must have done something wrong. This happens because of that. There's more going on than you and I know. See, not to your own understanding. See, this is where we go. This is what happened in the garden. The woman leaned to her own understanding, and then Adam just followed. And so if you start with a child's nature, if you start with I feel and I think in the classroom, if I ask the students for their opinion, and we make that the beginning, the thesis, automatically, the children who come in, if I have 20 students, and they're disagreeing because of their parent standards, they conflict with between the students, and I say, well, okay, let's put aside our differences. Let's be positive, not be negative. Everybody can share their opinion, and we won't judge, we won't condemn, and we won't cast out. Well, we just undid the father's authority. That is called a heresiarchical paradigm. Heresy, that's change. Heard the word change recently? The quote of Karl Marx on his gravesite is, the philosophers have all interpreted the world in many different ways. In other words, the parents have instructed their children in many different ways. So I have a class of 20 students with different positions. Then he goes, the objective, however, is change. See, and what's a change? Stimulus response. You come in the room, somebody makes you feel good, you approach them. Somebody judges you, you get rid of them. See, that's the stimulus response. And so if we start with a child, automatically the father's out. You send your child with absolutes into this dialoguing to a consensus, a dialoguing of opinions to a consensus classroom. And that's Bloom's taxonomy. They're going to get martyred. They might be excommunicated without writ. That's what happens in the church. Believers finding themselves in the church growth movement find themselves leaving. It's miserable because it's tolerance of ambiguity. No, it's black and white. How can you be intolerant of unrighteousness? If you're silent in the midst of unrighteousness, and you have to be because you don't want to hurt somebody's feelings, unrighteousness becomes the norm. Your silence gives consent. Well, no, I didn't consent to it. To the other person, you just did. Because you didn't reprove, correct, and rebuke them. You didn't share the word of God. Oh, you're so judgmental. You're so negative. Why? Why would you have that coming up when you're sharing the word of God? Because we have a culture that just wants to feel good. If you entertain them, if you make them feel good, you can have more people in that building. The money flows through the building. Do you hear that? The money flows through the building. It's the environment. You create a happy environment, an entertainment environment, a feelings-driven environment. What's in the Bible? How about suffering? It's not that you get up in the morning to suffer, but the Bible's about suffering because you have to suffer and endure to the end. That means you're going to do what Dad says, no matter what. Even if nobody talks to you, even if they put you on a cross. See, you don't put yourself on a cross. You deny yourself. You deny your lust. And the next part of that is you pick up your cross, which means everybody wants to get rid of you. Oh, here he comes, Mr. Judge. Here comes the judge. No, I'm not judging anyone. I'm just saying if you're doing this, God has standards too. You do this, this is going to happen. You do that, that's going to happen. It's all God did in the garden. You do this, this is going to happen. You can eat all the trees. Go for it. You cannot eat that tree. If you do, that's going to happen. And so there's this same structure in the creation that God gives us, except it's from his standards for us. And it's by being told. That's why it's called faith. You have to, man doesn't live by bread alone, which is stimulus response. You need the bread to stay alive, but by every word which proceedeth from the mouth of God. So if we start with a child, that's out. You say, oh no, I'm a Christian. I'm doing Bloom's taxonomy. No, you're not. You're not a Christian. You have to, the dialogue you suspend. See, you suspend your right, wrong way of thinking to get relationship with a group, to find what you have in common with a group. And the only thing you're going to find common with your family, with your neighbors, with the world, is the lust of flesh, lust of the eyes, and pride of life. You'll say, well, my neighbor believes in the Lord too. Well, you get together, I guarantee you can get to the point that you're not talking to one another. Or you're having a difficult time if you're not walking in the Lord. Now, if you're walking in the Lord and you have a disagreement, you'll go to the Word. See, so many people will disagree with you and they go to so-and-so. Well, so-and-so says. No, I don't care what so-and-so says. Let's go to the Word. I've had this so many times. I've been kicked out of homes that we were in because so-and-so said this. And I said, no, let's go to the Scriptures. And I take them to the Scriptures. And before long, you know, the one case, my wife just said, you know, we're out of here. They're so obsessed with what man says rather than going to the Word of God. Because God's the ultimate. He's the source. He's external to us. By his Holy Spirit, we're inside, but the Holy Spirit is always going to do what the Father says. The Son is always going to do what the Father says. And walking in the Spirit, you're always going to do what the Father says. Jesus said, he who does my Father's will in heaven is my brother, sister, mother. And so the whole concept of Marxism is, well, we reject that. Well, where does that come from? It comes from the home. You know, the children obey the parent. By the child obeying the parent, God's created. That's how they see it. And so we have to have a classroom where we get rid of God. How do we get rid of God? Let's be positive. Don't be negative. We start with the children. How do you feel? What do you think? And then somebody comes in and says, I know. Cannot, must not, thou shalt not. Now, again, they're going to try and convert them because it's our desire to be along with a group. It's our desire to be approved by others. But see, Paul says, if I was out to please men, I wouldn't be a servant of Christ. Jesus said, I came not to bring peace, but a sword. And he's even talked about the Father and the Son. But he didn't get rid of the system. He didn't get rid of that patriarchal paradigm. It's just that your earthly father is no longer the final solution to a problem or the director. It's God himself, the Heavenly Father. But if we start with the child, he's out. Well, we can be a Christian behavioral scientist. No. That's all that happened with the woman before that. She became a behavioral scientist. She was analyzing. She was a scientist. It's good for food. Was the tree knowledge of good and evil like all the other trees? Was it good for food? Absolutely. It didn't kill them. Absolutely scientific. Was it pleasing to the eyes? Absolutely. Just like the other trees, pleasing to the eyes. And desires to make one wise? Now, this was different. Now, what that meant was I can now decide right and wrong from my own feelings. I don't need God. I can, I'll throw God in, but whenever you ask me, you share a scripture, I'll go, I feel and I think, and I'll change it. And the moment you go, I feel and think to the Word of God, you're God. No, it's his Word. You know, if you wrote a will and somebody goes, well, I think he meant, trouble's a brew. There's an agenda. It's not what you said. It's what they want you to say. And so when you start with the children in the classroom, when you make their feelings the foundation of right and wrong, dad's out. And now we can have consensus. We can have the synthesis of the process. So in the cognitive domain, here's the breakdown. And they exclude, in this whole process, they exclude the father's authority. So you don't have any contrast. You can't compare because it's excluded. It's not a part. They might bring it up once in a while, but it's generalized. As I shared Bloom last time, you know, he said open society. He didn't say closed. He said traditional. See, traditional and open. Well, traditional, transformational. He didn't use transformational. He just said traditional, and then he said open. Well, those, you know, your brain isn't able, unless you sit back and analyze a little bit, it's going by too fast. Intentionally done. So if we go to the child's feelings, and I do that with 20 students in class, I can have synthesis. We can find what we all have in common. And what's that? Lust of flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life. That's behavior science. If you go to science, it's stimulus response. It's only of the world. Are you thinking this through? I was in one church, and I made the statement, you can't be a Christian and a behavioral science. And three church psychologists got up and left. Sorry. Sorry to share the truth of the Word of God. So Bloom's cognitive starts with knowing, and then comprehending, and then applying, and analyzing, synthesizing, evaluating. Well, let's look at traditional. They don't give you this, okay? You're not going to study this in college. The knowing is dad told you. The comprehending is if you don't do what dad says, you're going to be punished. The applying might be you might decide to go out and do what he told you not to do. Now, the analyzing, and this is, you won't get the synthesis in evaluating because the analyzing will solve it because dad's taking you to the woodshed, and now you know how important what he says to you that you're to do. That's old school. Knowing, dad said, comprehending, you're going to be punished if you disobey. Applying, you disobey. Analyzing, you're punished. That was the old system in education. They got rid of it because now they start with knowing what? The child's feelings, his sense of experience. Well, he knows he resented authority when he was a child. Now he resents authority when he's older. Now the comprehending is the only way he can have freedom is to get rid of the father's authority. So the applying is in his conversation, he goes to dialogue, I feel and I think. What's your opinion? You ever taken those tests, agree, disagree, most agree, most disagree? That spectrum thing, that's your opinion. That's a psychological profiling of you. Where along the spectrum of change are you? That's all it's about. And then you analyze, did you participate? So this in the classroom, did the children participate? Did they participate in the dialogue? Or were they insisting on right and wrong, black and white, sheep and goats, heaven and hell? And if they did that, if you can't convert them, if you can't get them to join in the dialogue, then you have to silence them. And then you censor them, and then you remove them. That's the dialectic process. You send your child into Bloom's taxonomy curriculum. Now, a lot of teachers mess it up. They're confused. You know, they don't know what's going on. They still bring in a structure of the father's authority. But it's confusion. It's fusing feelings and facts. Your child's going to be martyred. The Greek word for witness. If your child wants to be a witness, send your child into that school to be a witness. Oh, I want you to be a Christian today in that classroom. They're going to get martyred. The Greek word for witness is martyrius. See, God knows about this stuff. Do you? Why would you ever put your child in this environment? Even homeschooling material is built on this environment. I had a meeting with one of the major publishers of homeschooling material. And I explained Bloom's taxonomy. I opened up his magazine that's selling on his books, and there is Bloom's taxonomy. He didn't even mention Bloom's taxonomy. It's the same structure. Be discerning. Just work up material yourself. God has given us his word. Read and apply it. Everybody's running to the Christian bookstore getting everybody's opinion of the Word of God. I went to seminary to study the Word of God. All I got was the opinion of everybody's opinion on the Word of God. World of confusion. So this is everywhere. How do you feel? What do you think? The moment your legislators go, "I feel and I think," their self-interest is now in control. Marxism is building relationship on self-interest. Building relationship on the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and pride of life. Building relationship through behavior science. So mental health now means you're not cooperating. So you're not doing the stimulus response. You're holding to an external authority that's getting in the way of relationships. And you need counseling. See, I kiddingly say, but it's true, all my friends have no friends. Because they're going out there saying this is right and that's wrong to a culture that says, "Oh, can't we all just get along?" Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. He's given us direction. It's not in man to direct his steps. In all your ways, acknowledge him. He's the one that's giving you your next breath. You say, "Well, the animals breathe." No, the animals are not like you. You can read and write. You can tell somebody something, and you can be told. Only you, only man and woman, did God ever apply that to. And that directly ties to your soul. You choose today whether you're going to go under the Father's authority or you're going to go with the world. And unfortunately, even, quote unquote, the church has decided to go with the world. Because where are the preachers? They've rejected God. They've rejected his word. They've redefined it. They can't handle sound doctrine. They can't endure sound doctrine. I like that. You have to endure it. You have to sit there and apply yourself and humble yourself and deny yourself and earnestly seek after the Lord in all things.